All right, we are back. Again, we're live on Facebook and YouTube. You can join the show there and watch and also leave us your comments. Let's start with this one reported by The Punch today. Lagos NSAS reports federal government lists loopholes. UN, US, others demand sanctions. This headline, though, I don't see the federal government here listing any loophole. It was one government, anonymous government official. It wasn't like the federal government put out a statement.
Well, you know that something occurred to me yesterday, and it was a bit, and you did caution on it, I must admit, and give you kudos for that. That this report we are talking about hasn't been stamped the official report.
It's not even signed. The ones
but
in public.
It's not signed, yes. Yeah. But everybody seems to know that this is it.
Mm.
And I think so. I think we've gone past that. Expected reactions have been coming. The United States mission to Nigeria said it welcomed the final report by the panel and that it awaits the response of both the federal government and the Lagos state government. Now, the one question that just occurred to me, who leaked that report? Don't forget that Adegorua had even threatened that if the report was tampered with, he would release his own version.
It will be members of the panel now. I mean, nobody.
Which of them could have leaked this?
It could be any of them. Looking at those names, I know the possible persons, but it could be any of them. And it could be because they are afraid that it could be tampered with.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, what you actually did have probably.
No, it's me.
What you probably did have was some kind of coup. Okay? The panel decided to be quite independent. There are so many things to fault in the report. But what you do see is a high level of independence in the report, and nothing in this world is perfect anyway. So the United States welcomes the conclusion of the judicial panel, urges the government to whatever. Human rights lawyer Femi Falana, in a statement, recommended that the report of the panel be forwarded to the president. I would have thought that would be a given. But Falana, who is the interim chair, Alliance on Surviving COVID-19 and Beyond, said in a statement, Lagos State is bound to implement the recommendations of the panel. The activist said members of the panel deserved commendation for the thorough investigation into police brutality in Lagos. Then he says this. In particular, the revelation that some of the 99 dead bodies dumped in the various mortuaries in Lagos by soldiers were traced to the Lekki toll gate has exposed the official lie that the report of the brutal killings was a figment of the imagination of the protesters. A certified copy of the report of the panel should be sent to further to whether a certified copy or ordinary copy. Let the president have a copy. I'm just adding that for effect. Now he now says something that we tend to overlook slightly. He said that the policemen who were killed by criminal elements during the protest should be honored, notwithstanding that their families have been I think that the killers of those policemen should also be found.
Yes, yes.
You see, when things like this happen and we don't apply sanctions where necessary, we open the door for a reoccurrence.
Yeah.
We open the door for a reoccurrence, and I hope that is not what is going to happen in this particular instance.
But for the hoodlums, because most of the policemen that died was in the aftermath of that protest, of that shooting, the hijacking across the state. Most of these hoodlums, some of them, their pictures are in the public, holding machetes but they were not arrested.
No, you should go after them.
They were not arrested.
See, why? Look, people always say, they always think that the people in some other countries are their special species. No. All human beings have the same
tendencies
and behavioral patterns. But it is the non-tolerance that determines what a society will look like eventually. Here, if you can almost commit a crime, stand by it, and nothing is going to happen. You know, we need to start building that culture of going after criminal elements, no matter what side of the divide they are, and no matter who they are or what official positions they hold. That is the only way. Look, in one of the stories we are going to review very soon, we have the issue of Nigeria wants to bring in 200 and something million pounds from the UK and so on and so forth, that corrupt practices and so on. These things are still going on till now.
Okay, let's just talk about it right now, since we're here. It's in the Vanguard newspaper. Looted funds, Nigeria sets to recover $200 million stashed abroad, according to Malami. Being part of public funds looted and stashed. Oh, more people have stolen money in this country. It's so outlandish.
I felt something in the pit of my stomach. I said,
$200 million.
Every time there are all kinds of loot. So there is Abacha loot.
There is this loot.
There is this loot and that loot. This is another $200 million being part of public funds. So the question you ask is, can somebody give us a figure or a likely figure of how much exactly has been stolen from this country? Had been stolen. That's one. Then when this government goes in 2023, we would like, you see, the essence of opposition is to put the government on their toes. The PDP has been in opposition for close to 6-7 years. Can you give us names of those who within the APC have been repeating this exercise? Because we don't punish.
Yeah, we have a recurrence.
It's a recurrence. And between you and I think that is going up in leaps and bounds. I don't think what would have been looted during this particular government will be any less than what was looted in the past PDP government.
I doubt.
I'm almost sure. I don't think it will be less.
And you know what this points to me is that there is a lot of money in this country, yet there is so much poverty. I can't marry the two. I can't. My mind cannot.
Don't marry them. Stay with their husband.
Oh, come on.
If you try to think about how much has and is being looted.
Man, it's alarming.
You see, the part that bothers me is that Nigerians know those who are looting their money.
Yeah.
And they still kowtow towards them. Yeah. In the papers now, I heard some presidential candidate that 300 traditional rulers have declared for him and so on and so forth. Really? So, as you, that you're a subject of the traditional ruler, is your interest the same as your traditional ruler who has declared for a candidate? The answer I can tell you, without you having to go back to think about it, is absolutely not. You see a lot of illegal money flying around, and you do nothing. You expect him, Olorunwase, you've been praying for only God knows how long. You're still immersed in poverty. You see, those who are in charge of your resources, you see the way they live, it's visible. They rub it right into your face. And instead of us to do something, you all pray that the Lord Almighty that you serve will open that same opportunity for you.
What I've seen, though, is that most Nigerians feel helpless. When I talk about these things, they'll be like, what can we do about it?
No, they don't feel helpless. The majority is that most Nigerians wish that they will also have that opportunity. Why is it in Nigeria that you do Thanksgiving when you're given an appointment? What are you thanking God for? Let's be honest with ourselves. If you are given an appointment, the spirit is that you are going to serve your people. So why are you now thanking God, killing cows, this and that, to thank God? This thing, this miracle you have given to me. Our minds have been twisted and programmed. You need to listen to what Blade said. And I don't know who has been behind this. Our minds have been conditioned in another direction. Because even your pastor or your imam, you can see the way he lives. Most of them live beyond what you call their legitimate means. It has now become a pattern. So they are not helpless. They are praying. Everybody is praying that Oluwa.
So they actually envy those people.
Don't you? Okay, some of our musicians, don't you hear what they say?
Yeah.
What you did for X, also do it for me. I look at young people and I laugh at them. They don't know the roots of what they are seeing. But one day, I hope God will open their eyes. God will open everybody's eyes to know that what you see is not what you get.
But you know that prayer will not be answered.
You never know.
Well, I'm quite sure.
I believe in the injunction that says that one day, hopefully one day, justice will prevail. Unfortunately, you might not be around when that happens.
I pray that I am there. I'll be around. My eyes have seen. Let me also see the good part. That would be good.
A country like ours, you lose the money, it comes back. When this $200 million we'll come back now.
Yeah, to be in
then,
pieces.
Then they'll bring out fork and knife.
Yeah.
And we use this consultant, we have to pay him $5 million.
Because this, we don't know how much, how many percent of these were given to the, and this is the Ministry of Justice that has lawyers, and then we get consultant lawyers to go get this money for us, and spend money to do
and
that.
And you know that in the history of this new democracy we have, this has been the most, this current Ministry of Justice headed by the Attorney General has been the most controversial.
Yeah, arguably.
Most controversial. I pray God to keep my life till after, hopefully, if we can hand over to another party, another government, the revelations will begin, to come from the woodwork.
Well, I'm also keeping hope alive and,
it will not be. Do you know why I think it will not be business as usual? Not because we are making any effort, but because God has answered our prayers, because God has other things to do to answer the prayers of Nigerians who don't want to help themselves.
I agree.
What I think will happen is that the good news is that Nigerians are being pushed to the wall every day. And so what it means is that one day somebody is going to react.
I don't think so.
I know.
In this country, there have been many times I thought, oh, this is it. Nigerians have been pushed over too much.
If you look at the trend,
and we have amnesia, we forget so soon.
No, that level of hunger will open your eyes.
We should have opened our eyes. Things are very expensive now. The eyes are not open yet.
Maybe
it's opening.
It's opening. Okay. You need to look at the trend. Unfortunately, when you're on radio, there are some things you can't say. If I was discussing with people, I would have said certain things, but I don't want any, But you need to look at the trend around you.
Hopefully. 2023 is almost here. Get your PVC.
The result you might get might not be it, but at least it will be a step towards it at some point. It's going to be a marathon. At some point, I think that maybe not in my lifetime, I think that this country will get its act together, hopefully.
Well, let's touch on this one very quickly. Our time is jogging off. This is on the panorama page of The Punch. How poor enforcement turned luxury in the sky into a graveyard. This is
a beautiful piece written by Eniola Akinkwotu. Of the Punch, and it's a full page on this Ikoyi whatever, this Ikoyi bad news that we had. Questions that are being asked again and again. A tragedy foretold. All the signs were there. Who authorized the reopening of the site? Nobody has answered that question. Nobody has given us an answer to that question. But Femi Falana again, his name pops up here again, told the Punch that the collapse of the building was no different from over 100 other collapsed buildings in the state in the last 12 years. And it says that corruption reopened the Ikoyi building. According to the activists, whenever a building is being constructed and it states from its approved plan, unscrupulous government officials only mark the building, not in the spirit of enforcement, but in a bid to extort money. Report here says more woes for victims' families. And it talks about how the families are finding it difficult to retrieve the bodies. But it also mentions the Nigerian Insurance Association and the Nigerian Council of Registered Insurance Brokers when they say none of their members still have indicated that it provided insurance cover for the high-rise. Let me quickly touch on this. My thinking is that this gentleman didn't take insurance because he didn't want to pay the premium. My thinking tells me that he didn't provide insurance cover because he knew that he would be strongly supervised.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to insure a building and watch you move it from 15 to 21. So it is a deeper racket than we think. I don't think it was because he couldn't afford. No, but he knew. So the question is, who approved this construction going on without insurance cover? It's very crucial question.
Which is against the law.
Yes. Because the insurance, and I'm happy. That, you see, this is why Nigeria is changing a bit. I don't think anybody factored in the fact that the Nigerian Insurance Association or whatever would jump into it and find out if any of their members.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But for them, we wouldn't know. Okay. And now this story, this revelation is going to startle you. There have been 145 building collapses, zero convictions. Not one person, zero convictions. And it says that 145 buildings collapsed. The casualties is over 220. They talk about how Fatula set up a tribunal to look into the matter in 2013. The tribunal was headed by Abimbola Ajayi, and I think also co-chaired by the current governor. And the most notable collapse then was that of the guest house of the Synagogue of All Nations, which claimed 115 lives in 2014. Now it talks also about Lekki Gardens. And listen to this. Look at the country that you live in. Listen to this. The managing director of Lekki Gardens, Richard Young, and several others were arraigned for criminal negligence. But last year, Babajide Taiwo, the prosecution counsel, told the court that all the parties involved came to an agreement on January 20. This is in a criminal case to settle out of court. Now, the terms of agreement, these people died in this. The terms of agreement included the payment of 100 million naira fine
to the government
by Lekki to the state government, and just a mere 50 million as compensation to families of each of the victims. Only five of the victims' families were identified. Very sad. Very sad. Very, very sad. Then the article goes on to say, can the Lagos panel find solutions? It says that all attention has now been shifted to the panel set up by the state government to unravel whatever happened with a view to preventing reoccurrence. But will this panel be different from those before it? The chairman, Nigerian Institute of Architects, Lagos State Chapter, David Madi Ogodumi, thinks otherwise, and so do I.
Okay.
We demand a judicial commission of inquiry. The likes that produced the report on NSAS, that is what should be repeated here.
Let's hope that happens.
But I'm going to make this a subject on Saturday. I'm going to look for a lawyer to explain to me how, in a criminal case, it will now come to settle. I don't know how that happens. I want to be educated. I'm ignorant. I don't know anything about law. So I'm going to go after. I'll leave my friend. What's his name?
Liberus.
I'll go after Liberus or GT, one of them. I'll leave Candy Johnson. Let him enjoy his weekend.
Let's see this.
Thank you, well.
Lagos assures inmates of free legal service. This is assurance going on to awaiting trial inmates in the state. The Lagos state government has assured that it will provide them free legal representation.
When the Honorable Justice Phillips was the chief judge, she's somebody that I know, she's my big sis, and one thing that I knew was on her mind, which she pursued, was the congestion of the prisons. I'd like the current CJ to follow that line. It is noble and nice that we are providing legal services, but we need some kind of special dispensation to decongest these prisons. You remember the other day we were talking about how many had escaped, and so it's because our prisons are busting at the seams.
Yeah.
The so-called correctional centers cannot correct anything under that kind of dispensation.
And changing the name is not enough to change the situation.
No, I even find it prison, which won't be correctional center. You can't correct anything under that dispensation. You can't. Have you been to the prisons before? You don't go
passed by.
You just drive past. You're lucky this is not the military area. If I don't go book prison,
come back. I beg. I can go visiting, but no. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'll pass.
But what the state government is doing here is quite noble. Something I must say, it is to the credit of this government, to be fair, Lagos government, when it comes to things like this, domestic violence,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Domestic violence, they're on top of that one.
Top notch. Arbitration between them, top notch on that. Why we don't apply this to other areas, I honestly don't know.
One thing we also need to do is to ensure that people get community service for minor cases. Instead of throwing them in prison, let them join a LOMA. Let them join sweeper. Let them show up, sign in every day.
And wear a different uniform.
Yes, so let their family members see them sweeping
the road.
they learn their lessons.
But you see, traffic
contraventions, let them clean the road, you know, clean the gutters.
There is a conspiracy of the elite in this country. Because the average elite, I'm sorry to say this, but the average elite thinks at the back of his mind that this is where they do, a fit go prison. And that includes those who you want to enforce this thing you're talking about. Who can cast the first stone in the judiciary, in the police, amongst the lawyers? Who is that Nigerian who can cast, even amongst our religious leaders, who can cast the first stone and say, I am not corrupt? Who can cast the first stone and say that you've been doing one or two things and it hasn't occurred to you that, if this thing, if it turns around, if I'm not careful, I could end up in prison. So there's that conspiracy. There's this joke about some governors trying to push off the prisons in case I become...
No, don't even finish it. The thought of it. Okay, because of time, we have one more minute. You're going to give me your thoughts on this story. 5 dead, 10 injured, 12 vehicles destroyed in Lagos gas explosion.
Yes.
This was our conversation at 5 a.m. today.
Yes, quick one. Very quick one. We're just going to say is that you need to be very, very careful. I understand that this came from a phone call.
Yeah,
near a gas cylinder. There's nothing else to say about the story. It's a disaster. Look at it. But the most important thing is let's all be careful. Let's all be careful. You can see lack of discipline around you. One club in Abuja, somebody steps on something and woof, gone.
Now I hear they closed the place.
Yeah, they've closed the place now. Buildings coming down. All these are a reflection of not just of almost a failed state, but also a reflection that you have to be very, very careful at all times. At all times.
Agreed.
Things are not what they seem to be.
That's the show. On that note, Jiminiti will be back at 9 o'clock on Daily Digest. And after the news at 8 o'clock, I want to talk particularly to those of you outside of Nigeria listening to us. Tell me your relationship with Nigerian embassies in your countries or around you. We're taking a conversation from what we had yesterday on the unfortunate incident of Itunu Babalola, who died in Cote d'Ivoire. So join the show again after the break. My name is Wemimo Adewuni.
I will give away the jollificate with extra 500% bonus anytime when you reach
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.